Bringing hope to the hopeless, faith to the faithless, and love to the broken, everyone is welcome at the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Just come as you are. For the next 30 minutes, get ready to be ministered to and touched by an anointed man of God, Brother Charles Pierce.
Would you mind getting my water? My water. It's good to see you today. Good to see you in the house of God. Got a word from the Lord. This morning I was awakened about 3:45. I looked at my other watch that's charged up. And it was charged then. I got about 10 that don't have any batteries. But anyway, I looked at my watch and it was 3:45. 3:45. And I wondered, I said, Lord, why have you got me looking at my watch at this? I guess I was looking at it to see how longer I had to stay in a good, warm, snug bed. But before I went to bed, I prayed. I talked to God. You know, I like people that's really made it. I like people that's making it. But as I woke up, I went back to sleep, and God gave me a vision. I'm going to say God. I won't rely on the Lord. I want you to know this is very humble before the Lord. I don't claim to be any kind of thing, but just I'm trying to be a vessel of God, a Christian man of God. But as I looked up the 3:45 in spiritual terms, it means a special angel. You can look it up yourself. Has come with a message. And what I saw life and I saw death. So I'm going to preach today on something that's going to be pertaining to life. I don't like nothing about death, unless it's in Jesus Christ. Can say amen. And so I saw this thing over here that had a big cross on it like a casket. But it's an old, old casket. And the ground was sold up, you know, it's a deep hole in it. Now, don't go jump at conclusions. And then I saw a cross right down the middle of that old wood. Looked like it had been sort of rotted a little bit. And the dirt was piled over on the side, on the hillside, you know. And the casket was laying that way. Well, that's what I thought it was. But on this side, I saw a new, I saw a new beginning. And he didn't have any dirt thrown up. I just saw a new beginning. And the Lord said, He said, I want you to know something. I love superheroes. And that's what I'm going to preach on today. I like heroes, but I like superheroes. And I thought about Jesus Christ in that. And I told my wife, she said, well, that's just something you've seen before. I said, no, I know. When the Lord speaks to me, that this means something. You said, when you mention death, everybody gets, look, it's your time to go, you're going to go. If it's not your time, you're going to be here. But this has got something to do with the church. This has got something to do about tomorrow. It's got something to do about inauguration. Oh, you thought I wouldn't go get on that today, didn't you? But we're going to have some situations in this next administration like you've never seen. And I'm going to do my best to go to those in the Word of God that God, just go to the book of Judges. I can go as slow as I can go. You understand? The book of Judges, about the 13th chapter. Our country is not what it used to be. That's what I think. Our country is not what it has been. So the best illustration I knew was, and one of the best, was a man called Samson. Means sunshine. We've seen better days in our finances. We've seen better days in our spiritual walk with God as far as church attendance and COVID-19 and all the depression that's tried to come upon God's people. We've seen better days of our youth and all our things, as my younger grandson was talking about Pharaoh and about Egypt and about Jesus and things like the types and the shadows. And so let's read a scripture out of, if you go to Judges, the 13th chapter and the first verse, this is the one I want to get, but I want to get on down to some more. Can you say hallelujah? Because we as a boy, I used to sit and watch things as a young boy. I'd watch Roy Rogers. I'd watch Leroy with a whip. Boy, I about tore my eyes out trying to make me a whip and whip me all over, you know, like Leroy did years ago. He was a hero. Then I'd come on, and it was Batman. I'm just going to talk to you about what the world has done. Some of you smiling because you know what I'm talking about. Some of you got so many souped-up heroes till you don't know what old heroes were. Can say, man, I'm going to bring into here, there's a man of God by the name of Brother Mark Hanby. Brother Mark Hanby told me several years back, he said, I used to sit at the feet underneath the table and around the table with my daddy that wrote several things in a certain organization, and he wrote, his daddy did, about foreign missions and stuff like that. And he said, Brother A.D. Urshan, some of you may not even know who A.D. Urshan, is. He said, Brother A.D. Urshan, which was a very great man of God that come out of Russia, and come out away from Russia, come out of Syria. He said, don't call me this, call me this. So he come out of the Muslim situation, his families were, but they got persecuted too. I don't want to get the story wrong. But Brother Hanby said, he come all the way down through Russia, getting out of that place over there, Syria. He said, don't call me an Assyrian, call me a Syria. But it was Syria. I don't know what the difference is. I know there's a difference. Hallelujah. It's just one little difference, like Mississippi, Alabama, or like, you know, north or south. But there's a difference. So he said that when he was a young man, that he used to come and listen to Brother A.D. Urshan tell about how the Lord delivered them out of mighty things. Through the name of Jesus, the devil was defeated. The Holy Ghost come in and did great works. I want to tell you, this church started in the book of Acts. Am I right? The gospel really started in the book of Acts. I mean, how to come to God, what to do in the Lord, what name to cast it out, hallelujah, what the blood of Jesus Christ can do. I love superheroes in the Holy Ghost. I love people in the church today, the superheroes that's got enough backbone and love of God to stand up and say, yeah, thus saith the Holy Ghost, it's setting and it's going to come to pass. Not just the book of Acts, praise God. You got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But you got the book of Acts, the lost book of the Bible, that most people skip everything in it and say, that happened back then. Hey, this is not the late church. This is the same church. This is the early church called the book of Action, written by the physician Luke. Hallelujah. Superheroes. Taking men that were ordinary men. But I'm going to get back to this scripture in just a second. Like my grandson, Trey. Why is it about the time we get a good revival moving, people start coming to God, people love God? I didn't run you off. I didn't ask you to really come stay and make sure this is where you're going to be your home. You know where you fit. God, hey, he sets in the church. And God has set those, hallelujah, that are here that wants to hear the gospel. I'm preaching you the word of God that most people won't preach to you. They'll skip over things. But I want to tell you, the name of the Lord Jesus, Christ Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the move of God, the blood of Jesus Christ is very important. Come on, talk to me. In the book of Matthew, praise God, the book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John Mark, hallelujah, oh, what a mighty man of God. You look at John. The book of Revelation, he wrote about two to three books besides, or four books really, John. But after you get the Holy Ghost talking in tongues, speaking the language, and getting inside of you love, joy, peace, long-suffering, Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit. Now we may name it out like that, but if we don't have the fruit that produces the kind of fruit he says it is, it's not going to last till what's coming. Amen. You may be seated. I'll just read in a few minutes. If I'm going too fast or I'm going too hard, you say, Brother Pierce, you've lost it. I've not lost it. No, sir. I'm coming back to my senses. Amen. God foreordained Charles Pierce to be born, brought me back to Meridian, and he said, you're going to have a church here, my church, called by my name, washed in my blood, hallelujah, my church. You may not see very much around here, but the Holy Ghost is moving in this place. The Spirit of God is moving. I'm not trying to be fancy with you. I could use fancy things to tell you different things that I've learned down to 50 years ago. But I'm just going to tell you, hey, this gospel's not complex. This is a simple gospel. That's why Jesus spoke so much simplicity to those. He said, you don't understand. Boy, I'm jumping it real hard today. But let's get over here in Judges, the 13th chapter. I'm going to read one verse. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines 40 years. Does that sound familiar to you? And the church did evil again, and the world did evil again. And I did evil again. They did evil again. Why is it we cannot just live for God? There's going to be roadblocks. There's going to be stuff going to come our way. Just live for God. When you once get born again, you get right with God. You come to God. Stay right with God. Even though you may feel like you're cold, that's when you're on fire most of the time. Is it too loud, Brian? Hallelujah. Is it too loud? Amen. He said, when you've done all to stand, did you know the cold weather's coming? You can predict the cold weather generally because of what they said on the news. But ladies and gentlemen, we better be getting in this word of God and see what this news word right here has got to say. This is way ahead of Fox 55, 45, Fox whatever. It's way ahead of CNN. It's way ahead of the other ones. But let me say unto you, we've got some superheroes that the Lord has not revealed to this nation yet. If I would tell you that I feel like things are going to be just fine on the inauguration day, some things you may not know about, but this year's going to have a hellacious situation. Excuse me, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a, like the flag. I told you the vision and the thing about the flag way back over yonder, about the baby being born and they'd be wrapped in an American flag and it'd be called America. That's Donald J. Trump. I'm not saying I'm Democrat, Republican. I don't follow them. I'm following after those that's got the earmarkings of Cyrus and, should I say, Jehu. They out to kill these men of God. I believe we're out to kill the spirit of Jezebel and don't even know it. Have I got you all mixed up? Jezebel is trying to put all her gods, and she has. Now, I'm going to name it out. You've got all kind of isms, and I'm not going to say my children, your children, or you, but we've got things we know that's not going to work. Because the Lord said, just don't do that. Don't commit adultery. Don't lie. Don't sin. And the first thing he said, don't doubt. And the biggest thing we got going is doubt. And the Bible said, and Israel did what was not right in the eyes of the Lord again. Now, we got that Abraham Accords. You know what that is? That was made in 2016 or somewhere in that area. That's what Trump set in motion. He didn't even know. Do you think he read Bible prophecy? Do you think this man that don't know sometimes seem like you don't know which way he's going? Does that fit your cake today? You don't have the foggiest idea which way Donald J. Trump's going, but we need some superheroes if the Christians don't stand up and do something for the Lord. You say, well, how do you know he's not a Christian? I didn't say he wasn't a Christian. I'm just saying he'll say what he feels like saying. If Billy Graham Jr. said, I say, Franklin Graham said, don't say those words, he'll come out sad. Well, I'm being plain today. Say, well, you know, you need to reach. Hey, those that want to be reached will be reached. Those that don't want to be reached and they don't have a hunger for God, they will not be reached. You got to have a hunger. And some people don't even know they got a hunger till the gospel is preached and the seed's planted and they come to God. You think they just moved the inauguration out of being the arena into, should I say, a place where inside the Capitol area? Ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be trouble, but the Holy Ghost is going to take over. I believe God's going to show it again. I believe that I'm going to preach it. God's going to show it again. And if you're angry with me because you don't like what I'm preaching, shut it off. Because we're in a world that don't care about church, about God, about heathenism, about any kind of things. They protest everything but the goodness of God. Hallelujah. I used to think, Lord, superheroes. Did you know James Bond in the world had 23 movies? Did he save the world? James Bond. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me that you don't know who James Bond is. 23 times, according to what I read and figured out, he saved the world. I like heroes. Do you any of y'all remember Corporal Cooper from Kentucky that in World War I, he was one of the most decorated soldiers? That's right. He captured so many, he captured so many Germans in World War I. He was just, he didn't even believe in shooting or using guns, or he thought that was just killing somebody because he got saved before he went over there. He said, I don't believe in it. In the version that I saw of it, he said, let's go around here. He never had any military training, but he had common sense. He was a hero. If I die, if I die. If I live, I live. If somebody comes against you, it's your job. Or some weapons formed against you that don't prosper. Then we want to just quit, throw it in the wind, and say, no, we're not going to live for God. But that's the time we ought to dig deeper and say, as far as me and my house, we're going to live for Jesus Christ. My Lord. And he said, did evil again in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them to the hands of the Philistines. 40 years. Hey, that's a long time. Let's read on. And there was a certain man of Zorah, the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah. Manoah, and his wife was barren and barren not. Have you ever seen a time that we're barren? Have you ever seen a time they're afraid to use the gifts of the Spirit? And they want to do, well, I don't know what that's right. Tongues cannot even be used. Interpretation has got to be approved by everybody in the church. What about the Holy Ghost to do when they did altar? What about a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a gift of faith? What about moving in the Holy Ghost? Remember times, I remember some of you, when you used to shout, love, not the shout is going to save you, but I remember when you used to just love God and just go across but you've been hit so many times. But you're heroes. Some of you sitting here are heroes. You've been through death. You've seen people die. You've been through being broke. You've seen people being broke. You've been through places and churches, and I've seen many mega churches seem like they're trying to take them down. He's trying to tear our faith and tear the supernatural up. But the Spirit of God is moving in this time. It may not seem like it. I'm praying nothing happens at this inauguration. I'm praying, God, that we have a smooth transfer of power. I'm praying, God, that 2025 will be a great year and a good year. I'm praying for the babies. I'm praying for the mothers. I'm praying for the preachers. I'm praying for move of God. You said, well, you don't act like it were. Hey, God's going to judge me. He said, choose well. Choose well. Hallelujah. There's a way that seemeth right to man. Some can take this and twist it any way you want it. Almost. But if you don't get in that scripture and let the, by divine revelation, know who Jesus Christ really is. Know that you're not made by your mother and your daddy. You're made by God Almighty that put you through your mother. Know that God is the mighty, almighty God. Knew you before your foundation of the world. Knew you in your mother's womb. Appointed you for a work. And now it'll be 55 here. Hallelujah. If we got that many, we'll say, hallelujah, preach it, Brother Pierce. Thank you, 55. Amen. Paul said he was one of my superheroes, Apostle Paul. But I look at this today and I say, well, they're thinking about the cold weather. They're thinking about God. How am I going to get back and forth, get my milk, get the bread? Get our minds off of that because, hey, if Monday comes and Tuesday comes and the things that the world is, you don't know what this world's got planned. We didn't know ground level 911 when it took place. We didn't know they had all that planned. But I'll tell you, God's trying to warn us right now. Hey, come ye out from among them, be ye separate. Talk to God. When you go to bed at night, you need to talk to God. When you wake up in the morning, talk to God. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord, to hear the voice of God, not the carnality of what man's got to say, but what does saith the Holy Ghost. If anybody does not think that Samson was an anointed superhero, he was. Because we go down into the scripture. And Sister Pierce, if you'll read some of that chapter, the 13th chapter. Just read. And it comes to Sister Manoah. How many women did he have in his life? He had his mother. He had his wife. He had a concubine. And he had Delilah. What's her name? It's his mama. Now hold. This was divine prescription. When you go to the doctor, lady, and you're pregnant, what does the doctor tell you? Eat the right food. Don't drink any hard liquor because you're carrying a baby. But Sister Manoah, you're carrying a supernatural baby that's going to be even named after he does sin and does all the crazy things he does, named in the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, as being saved. Under the Old Testament, being saved. That's the main thing is God, am I making, read on. Your child, the other night I felt led of God. I should have come, got the baby and carried it around for God's healing. But you didn't go around drinking and eating all kind of ungodly stuff when you was pregnant because you knew you was carrying another life inside of you. Now today, we've got people that's coming to church. They need to know and have not just a superficial experience with God. They need a born again. Jesus' name, Holy Ghost, apostolic. I'm talking about a born-again experience, not just a little water tutty. No, they don't need just a tiptoe into the tulips, milk toasted. They need a divine move of God that whatever comes their way, they're going to love God. I didn't say they're going to love the ways of the world. They're going to love God and love His Word and do this best, obey God. And it will not be easy. If you're looking for an easy way to go, you're in the wrong place. But this way is more easier than the way of a transgressor that does not know God. Here comes a transgressor that's a superhero. I mean, he was divinely sent from God. Jesus Christ came that way. You understand? Divinely. What a hero. The angel came back and said, hey, like a man. He looked like a man. Are you the one, or the man that spake my wife? Secret. Can't tell you what the name. The offering of Jesus came to pass. Supernatural. Supernatural. Now hold it. Said, we have seen God. What did Jacob say when he wrestled with the angel of the Lord? He said, tell me your name. I won't let you go till you tell me your name. And the angel said, I cannot tell you my name. It is a secret. Don't look at me like that. It's a secret. But it wasn't a secret when it came to Matthew 1:21. His name should be called Jesus. I believe the theophany of God from the beginning to the ending. Come on, preach it. We don't preach as much anymore. Everything you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you baptize, baptize. If you cast out devils, you can't. Come on. We have been hid from the word and the power that lifts us up and him up more than us. Superheroes, the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you don't like the name of Jesus Christ, well, I like it in right. It's in the right place. Anywhere you put it, he said, in me, all the fullness, everything dwells in me. My name is Charles Pierce. I got a body, soul, and spirit. But my name is Charles Pierce. My wife, my son's not Charles Pierce. Oh, boy. Now, that got just a little deep for you. Say, well, I don't believe in it. Well, that's why you're somewhere else. Let me tell you why the name of Jesus Christ, they call it Yeshua, but I call it Jesus, and Yeshua in Hebrew, maybe that, but to me it's Jesus Christ. Now, if that's too hard for you, praise God, when you die, don't call on Jesus. Everything you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus Christ, word or deed. Oh boy, it's getting tough down here. Don't tell me I ain't preached it to you. The devil's trying to take the name of the Lord away from us. He's trying to take the blood. He's trying to take the oneness. He's trying to take the two-ness. He's trying to take the three. He's trying to take God away from us. Oh, boys. I feel that warmness. I feel that tiptoeing through the superheroes. If you can sit through this and think it's not false doctrine, you're on the right track. Paul said, I was in the desert 3.5 years, and I got revelation, not by Peter. Peter was the preacher that had the keys that should unlock, did unlock the gates and doors. He preached to the first message. He preached to the Gentiles. He preached to all first. But Paul said, I'm going to go and talk to the superhero in the spirit. I'm going to go talk to Peter and see if he's preaching the same gospel I'm preaching. Come on, all you. Let's be Christians together. You say, well, I'm a Christian. I don't believe. Hey, this word right here. If it's not, hey, if you're watching this, you don't like this, praise God, you need to get in the Word of God, because 50 years ago I saw it. When I saw it, I saw it. I saw it. I said, there ain't but one true living God. And the only one I'm going to see is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the one I'm going to see. And if that separates you from us, it's trouble. It's your trouble.
You have been listening to Pastor Charles Pierce of the Revival Center, located at 1609 Tommy Webb Drive, Meridian, Mississippi. Pastor Pierce and the Revival Center would like to invite you to attend service Sundays at 2 p.m., Tuesday prayer at 10 a.m., and Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or contact us at 601-693-9879, or go to www.kingdompeace.org.